Well, hello, friends. It is Delaney Degelow, and I am so excited to be on the podcast with you all today. I'm so excited that you're tuning in, and I'm really excited about this series. So if you don't know, we're in the Out of Context series, and that is us addressing what are some verses that maybe we've heard before, but we haven't actually put them into scripture as a whole. Maybe we've seen this verse on Instagram, or we've seen it on a picture frame in Hobby Lobby, but we've never actually taken the time to think, why did God include that in scripture? What is surrounding that verse that I need to know so I can better understand the verse itself? So today we are talking about a verse that I'm so excited about. It is Philippians 4:13. And if you've been to a sporting event, if you've watched the Super Bowl, if you've read a high school yearbook, you have probably seen Philippians 4:13. Maybe as soon as I say that verse, the passage comes to mind and you're instantly like, oh, I know Philippians 4:13. So today we're going to dive in to what that verse says and looking at it in the context of scripture as a whole so that you and I can better walk out this verse in our own lives. And I'm really excited about it. So I'm going to go ahead and read Philippians 4:13 out of the ESV version. And it says this, I can do all things through him who strengthens me. And some of you have probably heard the version, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Man, what a verse. In high school, I used to hear this verse all the time. Every time an athlete was about to go play a football game, they're like, man, we're going to get this dub. We can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. If you don't know what dub means, that means a win. We can get this W, this W-I-N. We can get the win because we have Christ on our side. Now, my question always was, if your team is saying that, hypothetically, what if the other team is saying it too? Does that mean that both of you win? A lot of questions came into my head in high school, but honestly, this was a verse I didn't really know what it meant. I was like, wow, that sounds great. You can do everything through Christ who strengthens you. So you could run out in the parking lot and not get hit by a car because you have Christ's strength. You could jump off the top of a building and make it because you have Christ's strength. Is that what you're talking about? But friends, I am here to say that Paul was meaning a lot more to the people at Philippi, at the church at Philippi, which we see him writing to in this passage. And I think Paul wants a lot more from us today as we look at this verse. So I want to actually go back to Philippians 4 and read verses 10 through 13 just to put it in a little bit more context and really dive in to the lesson that I believe Paul is teaching us today. Let's read it. Philippians 4 verses 10 through 13 says this, I rejoiced in the Lord greatly that now at length you have revived your concern for me. You are indeed concerned for me, but you had no opportunity. Not that I am speaking of being in need, for I have learned in whatever situation I am to be content. I know how to be brought low, and I know how to abound. In any and every circumstance, I have learned the secret of facing plenty and hunger, abundance and need. I can do all things through him who strengthens me. Friends, Philippians 4:13 is a lot more than a verse that we should see at a football game. It's a lot more than something that should just be included in our Instagram bio. I believe that Philippians 4 is teaching us one of the key parts of being a believer, and it is this. I believe this passage is the key to contentment. The word contentment is something that we see in this passage. Paul says explicitly, he says right here, he said, I have learned in whatever situation I'm in to be content. He says that in verse 11. Whatever situation I am in to be content. The secret to contentment, friends. I am a big fan of this passage because when I was in college, we actually were challenged to memorize all of Philippians 4. And I remember the Lord used it to radically transform my perspective on being a believer. Like, wait a second, Philippians 4:13 doesn't mean that whatever I do, God's gonna make it turn out my way. God's gonna give me the win. God's gonna give me the strength and I'm never gonna face hard things. In fact, it's quite the opposite. Paul is the author of this passage, and he's writing to the church at Philippi, the first church that he planted, and he loves these people, and he's trying to encourage them and challenge them. And Paul is someone who has been at the high social ranks, and he's been imprisoned. He's had the world at his hand, and he's also had nothing. So Paul is writing to his friends, and he is saying, hey, I have learned how to make it through every high, every low, every single moment, And the only way I can do that is not through my possessions, is not through my circumstances, but it's through Christ alone. The key to contentment is through Christ. What an incredible challenge for us. Contentment, trusting the Lord with every single moment, with every high, every low, every circumstance, every prayer, every moment, we trust in Christ alone, because that's how we have the strength to make it through each day. The times in life where I feel like I can't make it through a hard season or even a happy season are normally because I am not fixing my eyes on Jesus. I'm not looking to the Lord for strength or anything. I'm just stuck fixating on my circumstances. And Paul lives his life in such a way where he says, hey, I could be in a palace or a prison cell and I can make it through because I have Christ. I have my Savior. I have the Word. I have prayer. I have all that I need because Christ gives it to me. I have strength, not because life is easy or God's going to make things go my way, but I can make it through and I have strength because I know that the Lord is near. And when I read Philippians 4, another passage actually comes to mind, and that's John 15, verse 5, and it says this, I am the vine and you are the branches. The one who remains in me and I in him produces much fruit because you can do nothing without me. Through Christ, we can face each day, each moment. Without him, we can do nothing. We don't have strength. We could have all the material objects in the world and we wouldn't have the strength to make it through if we don't have Christ, because Christ is the one who, yes, he gives us strength, but he also gives us contentment because we know that every moment the Lord is near to us. And as I read Philippians 4:13, I started to think, man, can I only go through good seasons? Because if that's the case, if I'm only trusting the Lord in the good times, have I really let him into my life? Have I really let him in to every moment? Because he's telling me here, Paul is writing this letter to say, friends, whatever is in front of you, you can face it if you let the Lord into it. Paul learned the secret of being in need, but also of being in abundance, because he realized that the Lord was at the center of it all. So a question I'm asking myself and challenging myself with today, and I would like to challenge you with this, is maybe what's an area of life you haven't let the Lord into? You haven't let him give you the strength, but you haven't let him into that need or abundance. Maybe it's your finances. Maybe it's a relationship. Maybe it's a job. Whatever it is there an area of life where you haven't let the Lord be the center of it? Because that is the key to contentment. It's not in getting a raise. It's not in getting that relationship. It's not in getting a different circumstance. The key to contentment is letting Christ into every moment. And that's what Paul's saying to his friends here. Hey, I could have everything or nothing, and either way, I will be just as content because in Christ, I truly have all that I really need. I don't need that raise. I don't need things to go my way. What I need is Christ, and I have that invitation each and every day. So I am really challenging myself, like, Delaney, where have you found your strength in the wrong things? Where have you not let the Lord step in to your life? And maybe what are you not trusting him with? Are you only trusting him when life goes exceedingly well? Or are you trusting him with each and every moment because you know he's in control and you know that he will give you the strength to face whatever is in front of you? So today, friends, in context, we can see I can do all things through the Lord who strengthens me. But what that really means, friends, is that every day, we need to rely on the Lord and let him into each moment because he is the one who will help us face each and every second. He is the one that gives us strength to carry on through the good, the bad, the ugly, and everything in between. So friends, I hope you are encouraged that we truly can find contentment in all circumstances if we lean on Christ alone. I love you, friends, and I hope you have a great day.